How would you feel if your dentist, who you rely on for the absolute best care, for the best fiduciary standards, and for them to stay at the forefront of dental industry best practices trends, what if they said they never heard of biomimetic dentistry?
She said, I really want to have those techniques used on me, and can you do biomimetic dentistry? She was looking her dentist straight in the face when she was saying all of this, and the dentist looked at her and said, bio what?
Many patients now drive from several parts of Indiana, while more and more patients are driving or flying from other states just to experience microscope dentistry by Shoup's modern teeth preservation tactics. Dr. Shoup and his team are about preventing and preserving, not reacting, filling, and overbilling. Learn more now on the Dr. Shoup Show. We're online at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Hello, everybody. It is great to have you here. Thank you very, very much for deciding to spend an hour with me. This is where you go to learn things you are never going to learn anywhere else. We'll cover topics. We will go deep into the statistics and the data that you need to make really good, high-quality healthcare decisions for yourself, your family. Apply it to your friends. What the heck? Share the joy. And so, you know how this works. We start in dental school. We begin dental school 101. We hold hands. We walk down the hall. We take our seat in class. And today, many of you are looking forward to your holiday photographs. And certainly, isn't it wonderful when we can all sing the song White Christmas? But a lot of you want that to apply to your teeth. Everybody wants white teeth for the holidays. I'm going to tell you everything there is to know about how to get whiter, brighter teeth safely and without damaging your tooth enamel. Everybody wants white teeth. I'm going to tell you how to do it. And in Ask the Expert, how well do you believe you know your body? We are going to discuss a number of physiological, anatomical facts, and I'll bet you don't know this stuff about your own body. It's fascinating. And you get to meet my buddy Mario. Now, if you are an information junkie, you will hold second place to Mario. He and I did a comprehensive exam, and he was flabbergasted that all, emphasis on all, of his previous dentists had missed a significant infection. He had cooking and brewing in his mouth, and I found it in our first initial exam. He was not a happy camper. He is going to tell you all about it. But first, do you happen to remember the movie Fantastic Voyage, 1966? For our male listeners here, I'll remind you it starred Raquel Welch, need I say more? And it was about how we had the technology to shrink down an entire quote-unquote spacecraft to the size of a red blood cell, and they went all through the body to fix a blood clot. You remember the story. Well, we thought that was science fiction, right? Not anymore. I'm going to tell you all about it right now.
Time to go under the microscope.
Where does that tremendous knowledge and energy all come from?
Well, when you think about shrinking things down, you have to come into a consideration of literally the size of the atoms that you're dealing with. The atoms, remember the periodic table, and you had calcium and you had helium and hydrogen, and all of those are elements in at the atomic level. Well, we're getting so close to being able to play with the atomic level of things. Listen to this. Scientists in New Zealand and Australia, working at the level of atoms, created something unexpected: tiny metallic snowflakes. Why is that significant? Because coaxing individual atoms to cooperate in desired ways is leading to a revolution in engineering and technology via nanomaterials. Plus, you know, who doesn't want to create a snowflake? I mean, that's just the coolest thing. Nanoscale structures, for example, if you had a meter for you and I in the U.S., if you and I had a yardstick, and we divided the yardstick into a billion sections, all right? There's a billion divisions on this yardstick. The 1/1,000,000th is the scale that we're looking at here. These structures that are that small can aid in electronic manufacture, make materials stronger yet lighter, aid in environmental cleanups by binding up toxins, pesticides, and poisons that are floating around. We can do this stuff. To create metallic nanocrystals, the New Zealand and Australia scientists have been experimenting with an element called gallium, which is a soft silvery metal which is used in semiconductors and is usually it liquefies just above room temperature. So this is a very low melting point, okay? So what they did was they took nickel, copper, zinc, tin, platinum, bismuth, silver, and aluminum and melted all of that in the gallium, then they cooled it all down and dissolved out what remained were these metallic crystals. Cool stuff. The crystals included cubes, rods, hexagonal plates, and zinc snowflakes. What's not to like about zinc snowflakes? This is how nature makes nanoparticles on its own, and it is both much less wasteful to build from nanoparticles up than to have a gigantic chunk of something and carve a bunch of it away. So when you take a block of something and carve away to make a snowflake, you waste a whole bunch of whatever you were carving out of. If you take nanoparticles and start building from the atomic level up, there's no waste. Every piece of the element that you are using is being used. Much more ecological, much more energy efficient, and you wind up with exactly what you want. So we now have the components in an experimental state to build that little spaceship that we can put Raquel Welch in and circulate him around in their team to zap the blood clot on the guy that was in the movie. That's as much as I remember about it, but I really remember the Raquel Welch part. So, there you have it. Now, up next. Yes, everybody wants white teeth. Everybody loves the song White Christmas. So, let's put it all together. I'm going to tell you how to get whiter teeth during the White Christmas. And I'll tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. This segment is where we pack in as much cutting-edge dental treatment info as possible. We tell real treatment stories, and most of the time it involves what other dentists do not do and what Dr. Shoup does do. It's time to start Dental School 101 on the Dr. Shoup Show. Your continuing education platform is ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
There you have it, a white Christmas song to introduce this whole segment that we're going to talk about. White teeth. Why not? It's a perfect segue. Now, here's what we're going to do. There's so much misinformation circulating around. We're going to discuss that, and we're going to talk about what does and doesn't work. We're going to start with the simplest thing first and then progress up the ladder to the more complicated things. Now, here's what we know. Bleaching systems that I'm going to recommend to you are incredibly reliable, incredibly safe, do virtually no damage to your teeth whatsoever. And what you have to understand is the physiology, the anatomy of a human tooth, specifically the front surface of your teeth. We all have an imagination that tells us that the front surface of our teeth is like a pane of glass, super slick. The reality is, if you look at it under a microscope, it looks more like an orange peel or the covering of a golf ball. There are bazillions of dimples in the front surface of the tooth. Those dimples will accumulate saliva, they'll accumulate what are called mucopolysaccharides. They're the goo that bacteria produces. And that gooey, sticky stuff that the bacteria produce then readily is stained by anything you consume. Red wine, tomato sauce, anything, pistachio, anything stains this goo that's down in those pits. So bleaching comes along with a solution that says we're going to put a bleach-like solution in there, bleach the staining stuff out of those pits, and therefore the tooth shade, which is naturally fairly white, will shine through. We even got better about it, and now we even, in that process of bleaching out and cleaning out the little pits, we now can literally lighten the shade, bleach the surface of the tooth, and make the entire tooth lighter. Used to be, bleaching would last a short period of time. 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Now, we're bleaching people's teeth, and they don't come back for a couple of 3 years because the bleaching is that good. So here's where we're going to start. Number one, bleaching toothpaste, the most inexpensive, easiest way to go. When you stand in the grocery store or in the drugstore and you're staring at that, at the great wall of toothpaste, and there are every brand, every color, every design, all of it is designed as marketing. There really honestly isn't a significant amount of difference in any of those tubes you pick up. Some people like white paste. Some people like the clear blue gel. Some people like mint. Some people like cinnamon. It is all about the consumer's experience with the toothpaste. Is there anything particularly different about any of those toothpastes? Not really. There are some toothpastes that are called bleaching toothpaste. They say they have bleaching material in them. That's true, but it is of such a low concentration, it is virtually a non-issue. How they actually do make teeth whiter is they want you to scrub your teeth with the toothpaste because the toothpaste is really abrasive. Toothpaste is highly abrasive. So it scrubs the stain off, it scrubs the mucopolysaccharides out of the little pits, but you also run the risk of actually degrading, putting scratches on the surface of your teeth. But it works. So the toothpaste is the simplest, easiest thing. If that works, then great. Number two, you can get over-the-counter Crest white strips. About half of the people that use these things say they're great. I enjoyed using them. They worked. I'm happy with it. Totally satisfied. The other half of the people get them and say, they're goopy, couldn't stay on my teeth, I hated the taste, made my teeth sensitive, they fell off, I hated it, it was a total waste of money. It is really, honestly, a 50-50 split. You'll have to try it. Now, these things aren't exactly what you would call inexpensive. So, if you buy them and they are a complete bust for you, it's an expensive experiment. If you buy them, though, and you get good results, you've hit a home run because in the overall scheme of things, you've done yourself a pretty good favor. Now, there are some home bleaching kits that you can buy from your dentist. UltraDent is a company that makes some of the best bleach, home bleaching. They come in little syringes. The dentist will make for you these little flexible rubbery trays. You squirt the syringe of bleach in the trays. You wear them on your teeth, and you wear them for about an hour. Here's a tip for you. Any and all of these bleaches are inactive and dead within about 35 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour tops. The bleach does you no good whatsoever to wear bleaching trays overnight, because after about an hour, you're just eating dead bleach. Doesn't do you any harm, doesn't do you any good. And so you wear these trays, and you keep the bleach in the refrigerator because it stays better longer there. And they work really, really well. You have to wear these bleaching trays much more frequently because the bleach isn't powerful enough. You can get 5%, 10%, 20% bleach. You get up into the 15% and the 20%, though, a lot of people report, this stuff makes my teeth hurt. This stuff makes my gums hurt. I can only wear it for 15 minutes, and then I have to take them out and wash my teeth off because my teeth get sensitive. So in one of those you-do-it-yourself-at-home, uncontrolled environment, you got to watch out. It works. It's more expensive than the Crest White strips, and you do sometimes come down with some sensitivity. Now, the last one, in-office bleaching. You come to the dental office, you sit in the chair, the dental team will apply a bleach solution gel on your teeth. They'll put a light on the gel, and the light is there primarily to simply activate the process, kind of soup it up a little bit. These are all carbamide, peroxide, peroxide urea. They all have a peroxide base to them, and they work really, really well. About 20% of the patients that come in and get bleached will tell us, OMG, my teeth got so sensitive. I thought I was going to have my teeth fall out. It was horrible. Almost called 911. There is a whole range of discomfort. Here's the magic. No matter how uncomfortable your teeth are, if you're in the 20% of the people that do have sensitivity, this says 80% don't, okay? 80% don't have sensitivity, 20% do, then it is magically over in 24 hours. So from the time you do the bleaching, 24 hours from then, the sensitivity literally disappears. Don't ask me how or why. It just does. Lastly, the internet. I found bleaching stuff on the internet. Don't buy anything off of the internet to bleach your teeth because it is completely unregulated. They can package anything. They can say anything. They can tell you anything. The latest thing now are these little blue lights. And you put this little mouthpiece that lights up blue, and the blue light is supposed to have some magic associated with it. And then you put the bleaching gel, and then you put the light in there. They have celebrities. They have They have Gronkowski. They have athletes. They have TV people. They have rappers telling you this is the best thing ever. It's all hype. There's nothing that is worth a darn about any of these lights that you put in your mouth or anything like that. Don't buy anything off the internet. I have had to repair more teeth than I want to think about. People have used internet-based bleach and have started to eat the enamel off their teeth. Let that be a warning to you all. So there you have it. That's how you can absolutely get your teeth white and bright for the holiday season. Absolutely. Now, up next, amazing facts about you that I bet you don't know. And I'm going to tell you what they are right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. What does your host of this show do in his limited spare time? Well, he researches. He meets with other experts in the biomimetic dental field. He teaches. He donates his time in other countries. Plus, he digs up stories across the world that contribute to our future better lives. No doubt about it. He's a man on a mission. And all of this gathered knowledge contributes to this segment. Ask the Expert on the Dr. Shoup Show. We're online at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
It is so good that you're here. Thank you very, very much. I always appreciate it, value it greatly that you decide to spend some time with me. And this segment is going to be fun because we're going to revisit a lot of information that you probably learned maybe in junior high or high school. I learned it then and relearned it through my entire career. But we're going to learn some fun facts about your body that you may have forgotten or you don't even know. So we're going to jump in and walk through the list here and start with, we all breathe. We breathe in and out. But do you know how much you breathe? We breathe each inhalation and exhalation. We bring in 500 milliliters. That's a half a liter. So if you buy a liter jar of soda, half of that jar, or 18 ounces, if you want to be in the U.S. system about it, with each breath, you start to add that up that in a 24-hour period, you and I inhale an average swimming pool amount of air in and out of our bodies. We breathe in an entire swimming pool of air every day. Did you know? We don't know why we have fingerprints. Now, everybody says it's because it helps us with grip. We can grip things. They've done studies to find out, actually, the fingerprints make your grip less. If your fingers were totally smooth, you would have greater surface area contacting whatever it is you're grabbing, and you would actually have more grip. It is truly unique, each fingerprint. There has never been found an identical set of fingerprints in all of the people all over our planet who we have ever tested looking for fingerprints. They are truly unique. What is the longest muscle in your body? It stretches from point A to point B, and if you were to take it out and hang it up, what's the longest muscle in your body? It is the sartorius muscle. The sartorius muscle, its Latin word for tailor, and they think they've named it for that muscle for this reason, is in that tailors would sit with their legs crossed a certain way in order to do their sewing back in ancient Greece. And it runs from the front of your hip down the front of your thigh, wraps around the inside of your leg, and goes past your knee and anchors down below your knee. So it goes completely from the above your hip, wraps around your leg, down to your knee. So it is the longest muscle in your body. What is the biggest muscle in your body? The famous gluteus maximus, your butt, what you're sitting on probably right now. The largest muscle in the body. It is the largest muscle in the body because it does the vast majority of the work in getting you from point A to point B. It is the main engine that drives your ability to move through space. And we all do that all the time. Some of us do it better than others. If you're Usain Bolt, you do it the best of anybody. But that is its purpose, and that is why it is such the biggest, strongest, because it takes your entire body mass and gets it going. Let's talk about heartbeats. Your heart will beat 3 billion times in your lifetime. Your heart will beat 3 billion times in your lifetime. It translates, your heart will beat around 100,000 times today. Your heart will beat 100,000 times in a 24-hour period of time. It is the hardest working muscle, cardiac muscle, in your entire body. It is unique. It is not like the smooth muscles of your gut, and it is not like the striated skeletal muscles of your arms and legs. It is completely unique in its makeup so that it doesn't fatigue like the other muscles do. Isn't that amazing? 100,000 times. Let's say you shake hands with somebody and they go, wow, you have one heck of a handshake. That is a grip. You find a jar you can't open. You always give it to so-and-so because they can untwist a jar anytime. Did you know it is your pinky finger that contributes about 50% to your grip strength? Everybody, oh no, it's your thumb. It's the great big middle finger. It's your index finger. It is the pinky that contributes about 50% of your grip strength. So if you've got a exercise you want to do to really increase your grip strength, do your pinky exercises, of course. The human eye can see 100 different colors. The human eye can see about 100 different colors, but what is the best color that the human eye can see? Answer is green. Humans see in the green spectrum better than any other part of the spectrum. You've got your primary colors. You've got your blue, your green, your red, yellow. Green is the best shades for humans. Humans can pick out and discern more colors of green than any other color. When we're talking about eyeballs and thinking and discerning and so forth, what is the fattest organ in your body? Which organ has the most fat? It is your brain. Your brain is 60% fat cells. It is the fattest organ in your body. That's why it's highly desirable to eat omega fatty acids, to eat olive oil, all those really good quality fats, because it helps brain development. That's one of the things we think helped our development is when we, our caveman ancestors, started eating bone marrow. Incredibly high levels of fat, which they think then supercharged our brain development. Isn't this exciting? Don't you love this? Since we're thinking about brains and we're thinking about internal body, your blood circulates through your body about 12,000 miles a day. You have roughly 12,000 miles of blood vessels throughout your body that blood will circulate through on a daily basis. That's why your heart is pumping 100,000 times a day in order to move all of that liquid through 12,000 miles. Now, here's a little dental fun fact. You produce 2 soda cans of saliva every day. Our bodies produce 2 soda cans of saliva that you swallow and just don't think anything about it. But if you were to spit in a soda can and fill it up with spit, I bet you I couldn't do anything to make you drink it. Where's the irony there? It's your spit. Go ahead, chug it on down. So there you have fun facts about your body that I'm sure you didn't know. Now up next, you get to meet my buddy Mario. And fascinating guy, has facts and figures for everything, and I found an infection nobody else found. He thinks I'm the Wizard of Oz. He's going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at DTSradio.com. If your dentist keeps suggesting crowns, if your dentist seems to have a new big billable procedure suggestion every time you're in their chair, or they don't have an answer to your nagging mouth problems, then it's time you steer clear of their office and reach out to Microscope Dentistry by Shoup at 317-776-1100. Dr. Shoup solves issues other dentists just can't tackle. We're online at ddsradio.com. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
I'm just feeling it like it is.
Well, it is so good to have everybody here. Thank you very, very much. And if you're a listener at all, you know this is my favorite part of the program where I get to bring to you friends of mine from up at the office. And today is no different. It is a special day. A relatively new friend, Mario, how are you?
I'm fine, Dr. Shoup. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, my friend. Thank you very much. I told everybody as we were kind of getting started on this that you are truly an information junkie. You want data. You want facts. You want figures. You want people to shoot straight with you. You made that very clear when we first met. So my question is, what did you hear about me that prompted you to make the call to make the appointment to come up to the office in the first place?
Well, I'm an Italian-American. My first language was Italian, and I happened at a prayer meeting to meet a younger person who was from the same part of Italy as my parents were and spoke the same unique dialect. And I called him one time, and we were talking about dentists, and I asked him, I said, well, what dentist do you go to? He goes, I go to the best one in Indiana. And I went, okay. And then I talked to my girlfriend, and she said, well, I listened to Dr. Shoup on the radio, and I really am curious. it's really interesting what he has to say. Well, my experience with Dennis hasn't always been very positive. I had orthodontia when I was little, and then that resulted in a ton of cavities, and I've had crowns and a lot of dental work. Yeah. And I was very interested in finding an alternative to what was not working out very well, since the last crown I had put in had left such a big gap that it had food catches in it all the time. And the only response I had when I complained about it was cleaning out some occlusions, but the food trapping was still happening. And I was told by the dentist, well, that they would use antibiotics periodically to keep any infections. Down, and that just didn't make any sense to me. I went to another dentist for a tooth cleaning, and he said, well, how would you fix this problem? He said, we would have to add to a tooth. Well, I'm 70 years old. I'm not a spring chicken, and I can't tolerate the idea of using antibiotics because there's a gap between my teeth, which I just paid for not to have happen because the tooth was bad. And when I came to Dr. Shoup, frankly, I mean, I'm shocked because, first of all, I didn't ever have an idea what was going on with my mouth. I was very impressed with the physical exam because he checked, among other things, mastoids, and then took pictures of the tooth. And then, remarkably, the analysis was that with actual pictures of the teeth, showing how crowns that had been put on before, for instance, were too large and would leave, and then they impinge upon adjacent teeth, and also a tremendous infection that was caused by, frankly, not very competent dentistry over the years, that is frankly something that is threatening. I mean, as far as a physical thing, because mouth infections can kill you. They can give you heart attacks. They can do a lot of things. Things which I've read about in times past because I'm a curious person and I'm pretty well educated, et cetera. So the fact of the matter was that I got cared for. And I think this is the first time that anything without a doubt, it's the first time anybody was ever interested enough to give me a comprehensive analysis of the status of my mouth. My mouth is in my head. I was impressed with, first of all, the physical aspects of looking at how my head works and how that figures into how your dentition is. No one ever has taken any comprehensive, analysis of me before, and especially this situation, which is a grieving, to have all this money spent and then to have this pastiche, which I have in my mouth. And so it's given me hope. It really has given me hope because this is an intelligent analysis which has not been applied previously to my conditions. It's extremely satisfying to me that there's somebody around that actually cares enough and has the comprehensive, understanding of what dentition and how to care for it consists of. So I'm remarkably impressed.
Well, I thank you very, very much. I'm humbled and by all of what you said. Thank you. Yes, and I want the folks listening to understand what you were told. They put a brand new crown on your tooth, and from day one, you started having huge problems packing food between the teeth of the new crown. And their solution was, well, we're just going to keep putting antibiotic chips down in there. When you and I took a single picture of it and looked at it, and the problem is they didn't make the crown correctly. It doesn't butt up against the other tooth, and they just needed to do it right, and you would have never had the problem in the first place. And to pump you full of antibiotics all the time is absolutely ludicrous. It's just, and so I am a real simplistic guy. I ask the question, why is this happening? Let's fix the why. Let's fix the cause of what creates the why. So once we looked at everything and got things going, you and I know Angela have just been chatting about your treatment plan and things that are going. And we've got one tooth that we absolutely, I hate it, but we have to part company with it. But this tooth, you mentioned it before, has a very severe infection that is eroding into your sinuses, and nobody told you about it.
No, and I would be ignorant of it if I hadn't seen you, to be quite frank about it. No, well, look, no one else has taken a look like you took a look at. And so I could be dead tomorrow, I mean, in a kind of a theoretical way, because of the severity of the infection and how it's glaringly obvious from your analysis and the techniques and what you've shown me and the pictures. I mean, I don't need, you know, you drew me a picture, okay, so I know what's going on. And no one's ever said a word to me about it before. Dude.
Well, I am sorry. On behalf of all dentistry, they certainly let you down, but it'll be a responsibility on my shoulders to not perpetuate that situation at all and give you the full scoop and everything. And we'll obviously write all this stuff down, produce it into your booklet. You'll actually get copies of all of these things. You'll get copies of the pictures and all of the analysis and everything. But I am absolutely thrilled that you decided and that your friend and your girlfriend said, you know, go up and see the weird guy on the radio. I'm honored that you did. I'm absolutely delighted that you found a home where you know that you're going to be taken care of. And more importantly, you know that you're going to know everything. There's nothing going to be hidden. There's nothing under a rock. There's nothing, you know, behind a door. You're going to see and know everything so that, you know, you said it, you're a smart guy. You do a lot of research and you'll be able to sort this out and we'll work on it together.
Yeah. Amen.
So there you have it. My friend, I have kept you long enough today. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much for being on the program and sharing your story. I know there are folks out there listening that are saying to themselves, holy cow, that sounds like me. Jeez, oh, Pete, that's just exactly what I just had happen. So I know you're helping people that you don't even know. And that's a big thing for you to be brave enough to come share your story. Thank you very, very much.
And thank you, Dr. Anna.
Oh, amen. Thank you very much. Mario, buddy, I will see you up at the office next time.
Very good, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank
you. All right. Have a good day. All right.
You
bye.
Too.
Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed listening to that as much as I always enjoy bringing this information to you. Be sure to go to ddsradio.com. Give me your ideas, your concepts, the things you want me to do the heavy research on. I'll be happy to bring them to the program. You and I can discuss them. If it enriches your life and makes your decision-making better, I'm all for it. We are on the final stages, the final accumulation of all of our gear and stuff to go to Kenya. We leave on December 26th. There is always time for you to go to ddsradio.com. You can go to drshoup.com. You can go to kinddentistry.org. Use PayPal and give us your donation to help us defray the costs of taking care of all those kids in the orphanage over there. So, until you and I have a chance to chat next time, please be sure to brush and floss.
Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, baby, the whole world smiles.